Enlivening Musings and the Pleasure Fairy, here to inspire more daily pleasure and aliveness into your life. Amp up your zhuzhiness. Invite your weird out to be loved on for radical self-love, enhancing your life and relationships. Go to crystalfranco.com for free and paid experiences. It all starts with the breath and ends with the breath. Welcome to Enlivening Musings. I'm Crystal, and today I want to invite you to breathe with me. I am really wanting to get to this foundation of breath in today's episode. As I was feeling on what I wanted to bring here tonight, I was feeling how so many people have been sitting in so much yuck, and there's been so much transition and big astrological things and just different stuff that's been all around that has put so many people in a position of sitting in yuckiness, whether that's like a situational thing or just their own feelings or their own thoughts. It's like this stuff is just being dug up. And that's what I've been saying a lot in the past 2 weeks is this is what's up for you. This is what's up, because that's what it feels like. It feels like people are in this situation where this is what's up and this is what they're faced with. And a lot of times when these things are happening, it's really nice to get to some foundational aspects. And the breath is something that is the foundational aspect. I even had this coming up with a friend when we were talking about foundational things in relationship, you know, when you're going through, you know, you've been together for a long time and you're navigating different obstacles or different things. And sometimes it's the same thing, you know, you're sitting here like, oh, the same thing. And in this conversation, we were talking about the love languages. And what I loved about that was how that is a foundational thing. You know, it doesn't matter how long ago you researched the love languages or how much depth and work you've done. You've probably done like sacred sex classes and, you know, divine sex classes and those kinds of things. And returning to something like the love languages can help reset stuff or refocus things, because sometimes when we go so far in a journey like that, where we're on, like, let's say a sacred sex journey in our relationship, we forget about some of those foundational things. And then, of course, the breath is foundational always. It's foundational in sacred sex things. It's foundational in relationship. And it is just so foundational for the self. And that's one of the things that I have been focusing on as of late, whenever things are coming up where I'm feeling, you know, different projections being brought to me, or I'm dealing with my own things of like looking at what I've created and where I'm going and what's happening in my life right now, I come back to the breath and how it all starts with the breath and ends with the breath. You know, we come into this world and we're in amniotic fluid, and then we come out, and it's when we first have breath, right? It's where our lungs now get rid of that wetness and come into breathing oxygen and air. And then when we die, it ends with our last breath. The energy, everything just leaves our body. I think a lot about when I've done Tai Chi things and talking about how that energy just moves up and up and up until it's out, right? And that's that point of death. So just how much the breath really is this foundational thing. It's literally the beginning and the end. And so with all of that, you know, I just want to invite you into some of that breathing. Again, when I think about you know, doing it, being on this journey, and just like how deep things go, you know, where it's so easy to get wrapped up in, okay, now I'm doing this new practice and this new practice, or I'm diving in this way. And, you know, when we get all lost in all of that, we sometimes lose connection to that. And that's one of the things I love about the people I've practiced with. Because when you're diving into all of that sexual and sacred sexual embodiment, the breath is always present. You know, we're always coming back to the breath, whether it's in solo play or with a partner or anything like that. You come back to that breath. And one of the other things that's been really up for me lately is these deeper levels of relaxed arousal. That might be my next episode. We'll see. We'll see what I record next for y'all. But that's one of the things that I think about, and how much the breath amplifies things like that, things like relaxed arousal. And of course, if you want to get into any of that with me deeper, you can jump into my sacred sex class online. It's amazing. Or you can do some one-on-one stuff with me. But for today, I really just want to focus on inviting you to breathe with me. So that's just all we're going to do. And it's something where, you know, I'll do that here for just a few moments with you. And then the invitation is for you to just keep going. So once this track ends, just keep breathing and feeling into your body, into all of the sensations. Allow that breath to clear things, to move things, to unlock anything and everything that feels stagnant or stuck. And just allow the breath to do its magic. So, if you're not driving and you're in a place where you can get really cozy, I invite you to do that. And I want you to just get comfortable and just notice where your breath starts. Like, did you even notice that you were breathing? A lot of times that's the thing where we start to numb out. We are not feeling all of the sensations. We are ignoring our own sensations, body sensations, emotional sensations, felt sensations, just all of it. And so right now it's just first the check-in of where is your breath? Okay. Now let's go ahead and go a little bit deeper. Let's try to breathe in more deeply. Breathe in where you're actually pushing some of those limits of where your breath just was. And on this first, you know, maybe the first few exhales, well, if you feel that urge to let out more of like a sigh or a like a noise, do that. If it's not on these first few, it might come soon after that. I want you to really just listen to what your body wants in this moment as you're breathing. It might need to first find that rhythm before it feels comfortable making a noise. Or it might right away need to be like, right? And just like let it out so it can then breathe more deeply. So just be breathing in and out. And in. Out. And keep going with that in and out. And start to just feel your body soften. Feel it start to get deeper in this present moment. Feel how it maybe feels where there's tightness. And on your exhales, let everything just soften a little bit more. And any sort of emotions that come up, felt sensations, anything that's coming up, just allow the breath to move with that. Let it move it through. Let it move it up even more to awareness. Just let it move. Let it guide you. Let the breath really let you sink in deeper. Deeper into your own awareness. Deeper into this moment. Deeper into the connection of yourself. And let each breath really just cleanse you. Breathing in that fresh new energy and just letting go of anything that isn't serving you. Breathing in that fresh new energy and breathing out anything that isn't yours, any sort of yuck you've been carrying around, just anything, letting it all trickle off of you. And just move with each breath. And let that breath move all of this stuff through your whole being, off your whole being, and getting you just very present here in this moment and deeper within yourself. Allowing it to bring you more softness, peace, love. And just letting each exhale, let anything that isn't serving you fall away, move, transmute. Anything that isn't yours to just fall off of you. Completely letting it go. And in these last few breaths, if you're going to be going about your day, you're going to take these last few breaths to just fully cleanse all of that, come back into this room, space and time, maybe needing to move your body a little bit as you do those last deep breaths, and maybe you're making more sounds or less sounds. Maybe you're wiggling your body or you need to shake or hold yourself, coming back into the present moment. Where you can then go about the rest of your day with a little bit more awareness of your breath, breathing a little bit more deeply throughout the rest of your day. And if you're someone who's going to just continue after this track ends, then when it's time, you can do that as well. Take your last few breaths to come back into the room, into time and space here. Maybe shaking, wiggling, twisting, stretching. And still focusing on your breath. And I'm wishing you all a lovely rest of your day. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in. Share this with a friend to spread the love. Connect with Crystal on Instagram at TheCrystalFranco or on her site, crystalfranco.com. Enjoy.